Sometimes when we gather as a people, the idea that so many people are gathering together in one service, there are times where we take advantage of that in order to speak about things that affect us as a body. And we're going to do that this morning. I'm going to ask for your patience with me and your attention here for a few minutes on a very difficult issue for us to talk about. I'm going to share with you on the topic of childhood abuse, childhood sexual abuse. In the past 2 years, this topic has come to the forefront of public attention, and even more specifically, the way church leaders handle the issue has been featured in national TV shows like 2020. Present statistics state that 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 4 girls will be sexually abused by the time they turn 18 in America. I'm going to give us 1 second to let those statistics, considering they represent real people, sink into our hearts. 1 in 6 boys, 1 in 4 girls before they're 18. These statistics, experience, and what's happening in the culture just in Greenville through local institutions and churches has prompted us to speak about this publicly because I believe this affects more people here in our body than any of us would like to imagine. We believe it's important for you to hear from us that as leaders of this church, we will have no tolerance whatsoever for sexual abuse or child abuse in the families that are in our church. This is a violent crime, and it is against the heart of God for children. We see this heart for children expressed most clearly in Jesus. Jesus in the Gospels was often around kids. He took them up into his arms. He held infants and he prayed for them and he blessed them. He even corrected his disciples when they tried to minimize children. As his followers, we must do the same. The elders have discussed and prayed how we should respond to this issue. And first, we are thankful that we are even talking about it. That is an important and very significant first step. A lot of church leaders want to just pretend like it's not real. And so we're thankful that we're talking about it. We hope that by talking, we'll be able to deal with the reality of this issue in order to serve survivors of abuse with grace and pastor families affected by abuse. By God's grace, we've already begun to do this. God has led us for the past 18 months to review our preparedness in handling this issue. We have and will continue to train our mandatory reporters, our staff and volunteers, and to beg God for wisdom to pastor families and individuals who are suffering in this way. Specifically, as God gives grace, we will follow the legal guidelines for mandatory reporting of child abuse. It is a violent crime, it is a violation of God's law, and it is a violation of the law of the land in which we live. We do not believe that we have to hide or bury these situations or try to handle things internally in order to protect the image of Jesus, preserve someone's testimony, or our church's reputation. Instead, believing with all of our heart that God's overwhelming sovereignty rules in every part of civil government, the pastors will, as mandated reporters, inform the authorities when a child is abused or sexually abused. We are so thankful to God that He has provided experienced, wise, trained, and gospel-centered counsel in Lynn Adams, who serves on our counseling staff. She will be consulting with us on every case of abuse that we deal with as a church. If you are a survivor of childhood abuse or childhood sexual abuse, I'd love to just talk to you for a very brief moment. Let me say, without reservation, you are loved here. God loves you. God is for you. God gave his son for you. Justin Holcomb, in his book on sexual assault, writes this: if you have suffered as the result of sexual assault, what happened to you was not your fault. You are not to blame. You did not deserve it. You did not ask for this. You should not be silenced. You are not worthless. You do not have to pretend like nothing happened. Nobody had the right to violate you. You are not responsible for what happened to you. You are not damaged goods. You are supposed to be treated with dignity and respect. You were the victim of assault, and it was wrong. You were sinned against. Despite all the pain, healing can happen, and there is hope. If you are here and are a perpetrator of abuse, our heart for you is you are loved here. God loves you. God gave his son for you. And the doctrine of sin tells us that no one here is any better than you. And our heart for you is the same. Our heart for a survivor or a perpetrator is to present a picture of Jesus as Redeemer. Jesus bought us all back, right? We all needed rescue, right? We extend to you our offer of support and help. We are not perfect. We are not your hope, but we desire to be your family as God graciously works in your life, allowing you to overcome the sin that was committed against you. I want to make us all aware of two opportunities where we as a people are going to address this again. First, the book of Ephesians will have us deal with the topic of sexual immorality when we get into chapter 5 in August, and we will address issues that Paul said should not even be named among God's people. We also want to let you know so that you can begin praying that we are going to be hosting a conference for Greenville church leaders on the topic of sexual abuse called Open Your Eyes. This conference will be in partnership with Grace Ministries in Virginia and locally with the Julie Valentine Center. The Julie Valentine Center works to stop child abuse, and we are excited to specifically partner with them on this issue, believing that in the area of addressing childhood sexual abuse, we can benefit from one another. Grace Ministries is an evangelical ministry out of Virginia, and it stands for Godly Response to Abuse in a Christian Environment. This evangelical group assists with responding to childhood sexual abuse. Potentially, church leaders from all over Greenville and the surrounding areas will come and learn to open their eyes and talk about this issue. Please begin praying with us that God will bring the leaders from across our city that need to be here. Finally, if you're here and you have any questions about why in the world we would take about 7 minutes to talk about this in front of everybody, or if you are a survivor of abuse and you need help, or if you are a perpetrator of abuse and you need help, I want to let you know that myself and Lynn Adams will be down front after the service. If you don't want to come down and talk to us, our emails will be up here on the screen for a few minutes while I pray. And you can feel free to email us, and we will do our best to serve you and walk through a journey of healing with you. Would you stand? And would you pray with me as I ask God for his mercy for us? God, you tell us in your word that because of Jesus, we can come boldly before you in order to receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And God, we here, we're a big room of mercy receivers, and we need more of it. God, we are a large gathering of grace obtainers, and we need more to help us, both with this topic that I talked about and just life. God, there's so many stories in this room that need to be empowered for daily living by the grace that comes through who Jesus is and what he did and your extension of loving favor towards us. So God, give us mercy. Give us grace. In your name, amen.